Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in 1 Peter chapter 4. We are glad that you're with us, and we are studying this section on suffering as a Christian that goes from verses 12 through 19. This is our third study of this section in verse 14, where we are today. We're also noticing as we go through this, these three different imperatives or commands that he gives us on how that we can glorify God through Jesus. The first was not to be surprised at the fiery trials. And the second was to rejoice while you're going through them, knowing something better is coming for you. And then in verse 14, he says, if you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. So the idea is translated as if, but it's since you are insulted, or to the extent that you suffer, rejoice. Since you are reviled, rejoice. And people are going to revile us sometimes for being a Christian. But talk a little bit about, Garrett, that idea of being insulted for the name of Jesus.
Yeah, if you're insulted for the name of Christ, you're blessed. The word insulted there, depending on your reproach, maybe another way of translating it, but it means to find fault in a way that demeans the other person. Mm. So I'm trying to find fault in you. I'm trying to mock you, to heap insults upon you, to find fault with someone, to reprimand you. All those are kind of in this definition here of the original word. the idea is I'm going to find anything that I can stick to you to make you look like a bad person. If I'm not with Christ and I look at those who are with Christ, I'm going to try to put them down. And that's kind of this idea. But he tells us that if you're insulted, if you are if people are demeaning you for the name of Christ, you're blessed. It's kind of like, well, if people are trying to insult you because you're with Christ, well, it does mean you're with Christ. So there is that kind of that silver lining there that Peter wants to remind you of.
Yeah, and understand that when he says for the name of Christ, maybe in our country that name has received a certain degree of honor. Maybe that varies from time to time, yeah. And certainly in the world. Yeah, but remember that name we wear is not a name tag. It's a lifestyle that brings us into a relationship with him. And you know, all the way back to chapter 1 and verse 1, he chose us, he wants us, but what he wants us for is not just to wear the name in name only.
Yeah.
And so what he says, you're insulted for the name of Christ, not just because you're called a follower of Jesus or you're called a Christian, but the fact that they're insulting you because you're living for him instead of for this world.
Yeah, so you're blessed. It's kind of like if you're associated with being a Christian, you should count that as a good thing because it means you're correctly following Christ's example. It's working, you know, I'm doing the right thing. But it's because of the Spirit of glory and of God that rests upon you. It's because you've allowed the Lord to enter into you and change the way that you think and act and do.
Yeah, and it's interesting because Spirit of glory is a phrase that occurs nowhere else in the entire Bible. but I think it goes back to chapter 1 and verse 7 when he talks about at the revelation of Jesus, we'll receive glorification from God. So the Spirit of glorification, the Spirit of God's glory is going to be upon us. It's not our glory if we're found faithful at the end. It's not for our glory. Right. It's for his glory. If I am saved in the end, it's not because I've been you know, super Christian or, you know, whatever, it's because of him. And so the Spirit of God's glory is going to be with us. God's going to show us, in other words, how valuable that we are to him. There's been all of this people insulting you. Why would you follow Jesus? And we're telling them, but at when he returns, Jesus returns, when he's revealed, it's also going to be revealed how much we meant to him. That's why, is because of how much we mean to him.
Yeah, it's you know, be consider yourself blessed because it's you're being related to God. There's a direct association that the Lord is making, but also the people around you that are making, that you are unmistakably a Christian and a follower of Jesus. And that is, at least for the Jesus follower, that's a compliment. That's something that we should hold on to tightly and never let go of. That's the idea of blessing that he gives in verse 14 here.
Yeah, and the Spirit of God rests on you. So that means God's there in fellowship with us. He's there with us. We sometimes will go through suffering and think, why did God allow this? Where is God? But he's saying he's there with us. And so, again, like we said last time, if suffering is the dividing line and we don't suffer, then where are we at and who's really with us? But the Spirit of God rests on us, and that ought to give us comfort that I'm living in such a way that the Romans, first of all, as you pointed out, know to come torture me because I am in fellowship with God and the Spirit of God rests upon me. But we ought to ask, is that Spirit evident in our lives? It should be in a positive way. It should not be in a negative way. People can see that. We'll talk about that when we get into verse 15 and 16. But the idea is that God is with us, and we ought to receive a lot of comfort and encouragement in that, to know that I'm not going through anything without God with me.
Yeah, the Spirit of God resting upon you is in some ways kind of the antithesis of these people that are trying to insult you because you wear the name of Christ. You've got people that are against you, but you've got an all-powerful, all-loving, merciful God that's sitting right here beside you and willing to walk through it with you. I think it's interesting, and I think it's comforting that Peter doesn't give you a negative outcome. He doesn't tell you about negative facets of this without reminding you of why you're doing this and who's alongside you the entire time. It's almost I can't remember a time in all of 1 Peter that he gives them a negative aspect to this without reaffirming, but you have the Lord right beside you, but you have glory waiting on you, but you've got the blood of Jesus covering you, you know. And that's something that obviously, you know, he's repeating it for a reason. So it's something that we need to hold on to and cherish.
Yep. And so what he's going to say is, don't suffer for wrong and don't be ashamed. And we'll talk about that in the next couple of verses as we get into two more of these imperatives on how to glorify God through Jesus and talk about suffering as a Christian. We'll get into verses 15 and 16 tomorrow. Hope you'll be there with us for that. We hope that you'll like and share and tell others about, subscribe to Scripture Spotlight. We hope that you will dedicate 5 to 10 minutes a day, whether you're getting ready for work, driving to school, or relaxing at the end of the day, anytime in between, that you can set aside 5 or 10 minutes every day to study along with us as we try to find the truths that are in God's Word and learn how we can apply them to our lives, and hope that you'll be with us tomorrow as we do just that on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.